The Minister of Tourism, Akua Senadanswa, has asked Metropolitan Municipal and District Assemblies, MMDAs, to strike fruitful partnerships with private and corporate institutions to re-engineer the tourism infrastructure. This, she said, is the necessary recipe for the tourism sector to reap full dividend. Ms. Danswa asked the MMDAs to fashion out strategies to revamp the tourism industry. Ms. Danswa gave the advice during a tour of tourist sites in the Volta region, which was a prelude to the National Observation of World Tourism Day to be hosted at Tafi Atome in the Hohoi municipality. The celebration tomorrow has the theme Tourism Linking Cultures. Here's a news desk report.
The tour attracted members of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Trade and Tourism, diplomats from South Africa, Zimbabwe, Ethiopia, Benin, Portugal, and Trinidad and Tobago, as well as Miss Tourism Priscilla Asari and her colleague contestants. The team visited tourism sites in the Kpando district and Hohoi municipality, including Kpando Toko Markets and Volta Lake Landing site, Grotto at Agbenohoi, Togbui Dagadu's Palace, and Bully Falls. She noted that investment into the sector by the MMDAs would not only create jobs and improve on revenue, but also engender domestic tourism and promote national cohesion and development. The minister said the purpose of the tour is to expose the tourism potential of the country to the foreign embassies for possible partnerships and radical development of the sector. Ms. Danswa observed that public-private collaboration could facilitate the early completion of the Wuli Tourist Receptive Center, which was started in 2003. At the Toko landing site, she appealed to both owners and operators to avoid overloading, which is a major cause of accidents leading to loss of lives and property. The paramount chief of Akpini, Togbui Dagadu, enumerated the diverse tourism landscape of the area, including German relics, the grottos, and accommodation facilities in his palace, which are more than 400 years old. He added that culture, dance forms, handicraft, wood carving, clay, and metalworks are some characteristics of the district. The Hohoi Municipal Chief Executive, Dr. Mrs. Margaret Kweku, and Kpando District Executive, Francis Ganyaglo, eulogized the tourism potential of the areas, christening them as the home of tourism.
A news desk report.